Go Padres.
If you hear our voices, it means it's time for It's This Means Out, the podcast where we watch the worst movies from trailer and credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared. It's Padre season, right?
Yeah, it's Padre. It's Padre season, right? We're not Padre fans here, but I'm fine rooting for the Padres.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. Do they even play the Red Sox?
Probably in some interleague play.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they do this year. Well, who knows? Maybe we'll go to a game if they do.
Yeah. Listeners, do you watch baseball?
Do you like the Padres? All right, enough of that. Where are we? So we're back with our part two of the breakdown of the true memoirs of an international assassin, 2016, James Cameron, Kevin James movie.
Break it down.
I wish it was a James Cameron directed movie with Kevin James in it.
Yeah, it might. That could be good.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
So where we leave off, we not much. Kevin James' character is thrown into this world of Venezuela. He's being used by everyone to accomplish their own goals, which involve pretty much either taking over and or running Venezuela and or their businesses. And
yep, some amount of murder.
And then we get the DEA on it here, Rosa, and they're at a restaurant. We got the waiter who called in to someone.
Unknown caller.
So we're at the restaurant, and then Juan just shows up, and
that's who he was calling.
That's who he's calling.
Works every time.
So then we got so Juan shows up with the gun, and he's just like, "Hey, I got you." And then Sam has like another one of those daydream moments, right? He's like, "Oh, this is what I could do, kick ass," but he doesn't.
accidentally kills himself in that daydream.
yes. Right? He like shoots him, ricochets off everything, hits him in the head, and Rose is like, "Oh, great." I guess there's a bit more here about Rosa gets into a bit here, right? About how she's like a one woman operation. That's kind of important, right? And she's down here by herself.
Exactly.
Yeah. We learn the CIA's motives is just they want to keep things status quo. They don't want anything rattled. They just want to keep it as it is. Because they can control
whole drug trade thing, it's working for them just fine.
Yeah. It's fine. War on drugs. Let's go. Rosa and Juan fight. And it's stuff from the trailer. Sam steps in and does punch Juan. So he gets a moment of doing something. But then the waiter.
It's action-y.
Pulls a gun and is like, "I got you all."
Yep.
Then we're back at the CIA headquarters.
Yeah.
And they're tracking Sam, and so this is like kind of cut from the trailer, but they're like, they kind of start to believe he might actually be the real ghost, right? Because he's got some, like, they're reading his book, and like, he's got some connections to like real things that happened. He's like, "Oh, I didn't know that happened, but that makes sense."
Only somebody who like was in the know would know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So then we're back in the Venezuela streets here, Caracas streets, I guess. And Juan and Sam are like going back and forth. It's kind of funny, their little interchange here, but it's whatever.
Punch like a small child is like the highlight of that one.
Yeah. And then Juan basically just continuing to say, like, "I don't believe that you're the ghost." It's all stuff from the trailer. And then they come across like a military checkpoint, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, they're hiding from that. And Sam is like, "Hey, you know what? We got to get our heads in the game. Let's go get the truck and go." And he just runs out in the middle of the street, gets to the truck and looks back at Juan. Juan's still like hiding. He's got the keys.
Captured immediately.
And he's captured. And this is the halfway point time-wise of the movie.
Yep.
And we're at the president's
our presidential palace, right?
Yeah. Here we are at the palace. And this is where Sam meets the general, General Ruiz.
Yep. And first things first, he needs the bathroom. As is tradition,
show up.
Get out of a bad situation. I got to pee.
I got to go pee. That's it. So make it a whole plot reminder, right? Basovich wants the ghost to kill El Toro. El Toro wants him to kill the president.
Yeah.
There's kind of a funny cat joke here. He's like, "Oh, what's your name?" He's like, "My name's Sam." He's like, "I used to have a cat named Sam, a little tiny cat.
I used to have a tiny cat.
A tiny cat named Sam." He's like, "I think they call that a kitten." I don't know why I laughed, but it was so stupid.
Yeah, it's funny.
But now we got a new...
Ruiz is like, "Sam, forget all those other offers. The president needs you to kill Masovich."
It's the old...
At this point, the old kill triangle.
Yeah, it's the old Venezuela standoff.
Like a love triangle, but more violence.
We're back at CIA. And they're, of course, they do that transition thing where you have the CCTV security camera pans out to them. Yeah. And they're basically watching a conversation with the general. And then they're like, the guy, one of the guys is like, this is straight from chapter 12.
Yeah. And he's
this,
like,
this, his whole plan to kill, to kill Masovich was all from chapter 12. And it's stuff from the trailer about Rob Riggle being like, you either got to be really dumb or it's like the stupidest thing ever to like write this, you know?
Yeah. He's like, well, you got to be, let's get the C4. We can't kill an American. Well, not directly. and that's when we cut to the CIA meeting with Masovich, right?
Yes. Yep. And they kind of fill him in what's going on. Classic CIA, just playing all the sides.
Yep. They're like, oh, you know that guy? I think he's going to try to kill you, dude. You should probably kill that guy.
Masovich is like, he's like, you know, hey, tell Paolo to get me like a Zima or something like that. And the guy's like, you killed Paolo, sir. And he shoots him. Yep. CIA are like, what are you doing? You can't do this in front of us. Like,
you can't just kill all the help. It's pretty funny.
Cinemar Red Rose is the DEA like safe house ish. And Sam's meeting with Rosa.
Yep.
And then he updates her. He's like, hey, I just met with the general and he wants me to eliminate Masovich. More plot stuff. You know, the country's better off without Masovich. And then we get some backstory about Rosa. She grew up here. She thinks that, you know, DA thinks she'll fail. She's kind of by herself. She's got no more resources. But if she doesn't do anything here, who will? There won't be any change. And we get him opening about how he thinks he hasn't made a difference. Of course, by the end of the movie, he will.
Yep, exactly.
And while this is happening, they're having
a ton of exposition.
Yeah, a ton of exposition about backstory, about their motivations and where they are, who they are. And then while this is happening, we get like intercut of like bad guys kind of rolling into the apartment about to crash the party.
Yep.
And then she wants
to also, I was going to say, she explains the new plan, which is
she
you got to get the president on tape admitting that he wants to kill Masovich.
Yes. Yeah.
If the movie couldn't get more convoluted.
Yeah, I know. It's like, Jesus. Okay.
Okay.
So he's got to wear a wire at the inauguration. Everything's going to go down at this inauguration. So there's her talking and she's like, I promise I won't let anything happen to you. And as soon as she says that, a sniper from across the way, like takes a shot and hits him in the shoulder, which was kind of funny timing. And it's the police. Yeah, they show up. So they kick open. It's all stuff from the trailer.
The Masovich payroll boys.
Yep.
Sam does set a little trap. He's useful for once.
Yeah. Fun little Home Alone trap, you know, opens up the water pipes, so water's over the floor, and sets a lamp up on the you know, on the ground. So as soon as they flip the switch, they'll get zapped.
Hilarious.
Very Home Alone. And then we're in the streets again, and they're kind of off somewhere, and she's patching him up. We get more backstory about how everything is corrupt.
Yep.
She's got no resources. And then finally he's like, yeah, I'll agree to wear a wire. You know, he's starting to learn to live his life. He's getting his confidence. And they're like, yeah, but to pull this off, we're going to need like a small army. And he's like, I got an idea.
Yeah. And she's also like starting to care about him a little bit at this point. She's like, it's too dangerous. I can't make you do that. We just got to get you out of the country.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, no. Like, I have to make a difference now because I'm committed to this. Like, my life's so boring.
So boring.
Let me cut to the El Toro compound.
Yeah. So they meet with El Toro and they agree to a plan. So they need El Toro and his crew to protect them from Masovich so they can get into the Presidente to get the confession on the wire. So, and we cut to like nighttime and it's just the two of them hanging out and he's showing off all of his gun skills. Like,
yeah, they're doing some shooting practice. He's like doing some tricks. She's like, that's not practical.
I wonder if that's going to come back later. A little foreshadowed of like him flipping a gun in the air and catching and shooting and hitting like cans across the way.
Yeah. He's like, I could totally do that in battle. She's like, yeah, okay.
And then there's like this moment of like over the top, like him, like, you know, reading her personality and her behavior. He's like, wait a second. That's why you give me all these nicknames and stuff is because like you're one woman and why you're a one woman operation. Like you push people away. You know, you can't get hurt. This is too much. Right. And then she goes on and she's,
it's pretty funny.
It's kind of pretty funny. Like,
well, it was so hard when my first partner died and blah, blah, blah. Here's what happened. And then like I lost two more that year.
In 1 year. He's like, wait, you lost two more?
So there's three partners lost now. And he's like, well, and then there's the two in Mexico. Like that was just here.
He like goes to touch her.
They call me the Jinx.
And he goes to like touch her shoulder. She's like, it seems like everyone that touches me dies. And like, he slowly pulls his hand away. It's kind of funny. and then she's just messing with him.
Yep. Classic.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a waste of a scene, but it was kind of funny ish. I don't know.
Yep. Anyways, then they do like a very quick throwaway cutaway with Juan and El Toro. Like,
yeah,
Rose has been trying to, this woman's been trying to take down Mastovich for years. Like, I don't know how this is all gonna play out for us. See how it goes. I don't know. It's kind of stupid throwaway.
Yeah, and we get an overlay title card, day of the inauguration.
Yep.
And we're at Mastovich's
house.
He
spells wrong and then fixes.
Fixes.
Why'd you do that? Like, don't do that. What a waste of movie.
Mastovich, and then we're at Mastovich's house, right?
Yep.
And he's basically just after DEA.
Yep.
Sam, he's
He's complaining about how the cops like let him down. They didn't kill Sam. He's like, you know what? I'm just going to kill him myself when I see them at the inauguration.
Right. That's all it was. That's right. Okay. And then we're back at the El Toro camp. This starts cutting quickly back and forth to everyone. That's culminating in this inauguration. And we see Rosa and Sam all decked out in dress and suit.
El Toro's super excited about him killing the president.
Yeah. He's got them a nice Bentley to go drive into, drive the inauguration in. They kind of have a cute moment because they had this one earlier where like, would he open a beer for her or something like that? And she's like, I could have done it myself. And he's like, yeah, I know. I just was just doing it.
No big thing.
No big thing. And she like opens the door for him. He's like, I could have done that. And she's like, it's not a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then El Toro, and this is an important line here. So they leave, and El Toro says to Juan, he's like, let's keep an eye on them so we can take back our country. And El Toro's it's my country.
Yeah. Yeah, so, we'll take back my country.
My country. So that's a little sign. That's a little foreshadowed of like, another double cross, another turn here. So
sowing the seeds.
So then we're
in a car. Spanish Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah.
Over our driving montage.
Yep. Yep. President's car. Yeah, they have another moment in the car ride. I don't know if anything else really happens here. She gets him set up with the wire. Like,
sets him up with the wire. Yeah, that's kind of it.
Get the president to confess, and then El Toro move back into power. They have another moment, be careful, yada yada. And then we're at the inauguration.
Yeah.
And they split up immediately, and the general meets with Sam, General Ruiz, right? He's like, how's the plan going here? He's like, yeah, Mastovich will be dead. And then Mastovich is there. Yeah.
By tomorrow, it'll be like, he'll be hurting by tomorrow. And it was like, hurting because he'll be dead, right?
Right. So Mastovich is there, and he like breaks a glass. Him. Yeah, he spots him. He breaks a glass, and he takes the end of it, so he's going to go stab, and he starts following Sam.
Right about when he's going to come up on him, Rosa grabs him and's like, let's dance.
Let's dance.
You would think he would just stab her right then.
Yes.
But no, for some reason, he doesn't.
They decide to dance fight. Sometimes you do that. So, then Juan shows up. He's there. He's a waiter, right? He's like, reminds him, hey, don't forget to kill the president. And if he doesn't do it, Juan will do it, and then he'll kill Sam. So, little reminder.
Exactly. So, meanwhile, he's like texting his publisher, and he's like, "If I die, if you don't hear from me, I died in Venezuela." And so she calls him immediately. And she's like, "You're kidding, right?" And he's like, now's not a really good time. That was a little funny.
A little bit.
And there's more dance fighting.
Dance fighting. Yep.
CIA is watching the video of all this. They're like,
eating popcorn.
I don't know. That guy might be the ghost. And he's like, bet you a year's salary he kills the president. And Rob Riggle's like, easiest 17 grand I ever made.
They're the best. And then he talks to the president, right?
Yep. So Sam finds the president, gets him alone a little bit at the inauguration. And president's just like complaining about all the Mexican food.
It's all terrible. It's all like Mexican food.
Yeah. Which presumably it's Venezuelan food. and other various insults to the country, that kind of thing. But then he recognizes Sam from the Katie Couric interview.
Yes.
And he's like, wait, have you seen the auto-tune version on YouTube? It's so funny.
Of his interview, which the president's pretty funny. But then I do like that they set this up, and in the credits, they played the auto-tune. All right, well played. That was good. Glad you brought that back.
Yep.
And then we cut back to Rosa and Mastovich still like fighting. Sam starts playing the president. He's like he starts talking about making Mastovich disappear forever.
There's a bunch of quick cuts here back and forth between the fight and the president and Juan like doing random shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of like all intercut, right?
Yep. And the fight ends with her tackling Maskevich out the window, which is from the trailer.
Yep. Yep. Juan brings snacks for the president.
Because he doesn't want Mexican food. He wants the...
Yeah.
This quote unquote Mexican food. He wants hot dogs.
Yeah. We kind of... he wants hot dogs. We kind of glossed over it earlier, but he's just like... calls out Juan at one point, and he's like, Juan, and he's like, what? I was like, oh my god, he recognizes me. He's like, no, I just call him all Juan, and like, I'm right 40% of the time.
Oh good. So then they're like the president's office, I think, and that's when Juan brings in the little pigs in a blanket and a beer. Yep. Whatever. And then he basically have a funny kind of back and forth, and finally Sam leads him to confess that he wants him to kill Maskevich.
He's like very much like trying to avoid saying it.
Yeah. But then the president recognizes that he's like wearing a wire.
And there's also a quick meanwhile downstairs where General Ruiz is like, wait a second, I think Sam's going to kill the president. And so he starts to mobilize that group also. So everything's starting to come together, right?
We come back up. The president sees the wire. He's like, and then he kind of goes off the deep end. He just like goes on about how much he hates the country. He's like, I knew this was going to happen. He goes on.
He's like, get caught.
He's like, I hate the people. Because it's funny because he's the president. But he's like, I hate the people. I hate the country. He's like, I hate the food. I hate soccer.
Go Padres.
Go Padres. And he's like, then he goes on about how he hates himself. And then like, they kind of have like this moment. Sam's like, no, it's okay, buddy. It's fine. It's funny. And the president's like,
you can still
like,
make a difference.
And then the president pulls out a gun and he ends up killing himself.
Yeah. Jesus. Just shoots himself in the head. Sam's like,
Oh my God. So then meanwhile,
perfect timing. Rosa and Maskevich bust in through the window.
Right. Cause they come back in, right. Fighting still. Yep.
And Sam's like, I think he's still breathing. And Rose is like, well, do CPR. And he's like, I don't know how to do CPR. I only know how to kill people.
Oh, my God. So they go back and forth. This fight's still going on, right? And then the general shows up, and he steps in. He's going to shoot Sam, right? But then Rosa pushes Maskevich in front, so the general kills Maskevich. Now you get the president's dead, and Maskevich's dead. So that's two problems solved.
And then Reese is like, well, arrest these people.
Yeah, for killing the president.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then they do a quick cutout.
The CIA.
The CIA. He did it. Son of a bitch actually did it.
Oh my God. And then we cut out to El Toro's camp, right? And he's celebrating with the troops that the president is dead.
With Spanish Phil Collins.
It's coming in the air tonight.
Yeah.
At first I was like, why is this happening? And then like realizing they were all in Spanish, like, all right, it's kind of funny. Somewhere we're outside and we're like driving around, I think, right? Because they're in like this van or something, like arrested, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like around them, like celebration is happening. Like Caracas is burning, basically, like riots and stuff. And there's Molotov cocktails getting tossed. And like everyone's stoked the president's dead. In the police van, Sam and Rosa, like it seems like things are going south. They're in a bad way.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden they stop and the door opens and it's El Toro.
And El Toro, in a funny way, makes Juan apologize, saying like he doubted he was a ghost, which is kind of funny. And then El Toro's like, hey, I want Rose's input on how we can change the country. How can we make this a better place? So she goes off with Juan, and then Sam starts like walking with El Toro, like kind of down the street ahead of him, and they're like talking, blah, blah, blah. I can't wait to get home. And then El Toro pulls a gun on him.
Yep.
And he's like, I'm sorry, friend, but and this is it's kind of a funny exchange. He's like, you know too much, you must die. And then El Toro goes on. He's like, but you will live in our hearts. He's like, yeah, but I'll be dead. He's
You'll
like,
be a hero.
Songs will be written about you. Yeah, but I'll be dead.
Beautiful songs.
Beautiful songs. Yeah, but I'll be dead. And he keep going on and on. He's like, the tales of you will be told for time and time and forever. Yeah. He's like,
the generations.
I will be dead.
Yeah. And then thankfully, in the nick of time, the CIA arrives.
Hey, here we are.
Which part of the deal with General Ruiz apparently was needing Sam alive. Nice work. Yes. The State Department, somebody called in a favor and Sam gets a free pass.
Yep. And then they're like, El Toro's like, yeah, but it, you know what, he's going to tell our stories. Yeah. And they're like, he's a fraud. No one's going to believe him. So
exactly.
El Toro is hurt.
It's not
though,
the ghost, just some loser.
Just some loser. And El Toro's hurt. And he's like, I was going to write beautiful songs about you. Yeah, Rob Riggle's like, if you start singing, shoot him. And then we're in a car with the CIA, and Sam doesn't feel right. He's like, this doesn't feel right. And he's like, if he was going to be killed, like, what about Rosa?
Yeah, you guys are going to help Rosa, right? And they're like, different team.
Different team. DEA, we don't care.
Yeah. We made the last DEA guy eat a C4 sandwich. So.
So.
Sam gets on recording on his phone.
Yes. Yeah, he records on his phone.
Like a smart person.
Yes. And then we cut to back to El Toro, and he's going to execute Rosa, and Juan is kind of surprised. He's like, oh, okay.
Yep.
And then we cut to the airport, and this is where CIA guys are trying to throw Sam in the airplane and just get him out of here. And he's like, I still just want to make sure Rosa's safe. So he finally gets his confidence and finally plays out all of his daydream action moments and just kicks the shit out of the two CIA guys, takes their gun.
And he's surprisingly successfully.
And he's going to go and he threatens them. He's like, hey, I'll send this recording to New York Times. And Robert goes like, okay. And then they fight. And then then they leave. And then Rob Ruggles, as they come out, like watching him as he like takes off. He's like, you know, he might actually be the ghost.
All right. This is our final chapter, finally.
Final chapter.
Time to save the girl.
Save the girl. And then we're back at the El Toro camp.
Yep. And he's got Rosa like in a noose, like on a stool, and like he wants info on Masovich. He wants the whole Masovich empire, right?
Yeah.
So he does a bunch of exposition about that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, the drugs aren't going to stop. I need that money.
Right.
Which you're like, okay, that kind of defeats the whole purpose of everything that we were doing here.
Pretty much.
But then outside, Sam arrives and he's going through the CIA trunk and he finds the C4 and he's like, all right, we can make this work.
We could use something with this. We could do something here.
Yep.
Back to El Toro. Drug trade dies with Masovich. Yeah, it doesn't really matter. We cut back to Sam has the SUV rigged to smash through the campground, right? The campground here. The campground.
Our third and final SUV through the wall.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have it. That's like an easy, action right there as a distraction. Yeah. So that it's like cruises through the whole compound and then like crashes to the other side and all the guys like follow it and they look inside and
chapter 17.
That was kind of funny because the guy opens the door, he sees a C4 rigged to it, and like Sam's like trying to hit like the lock button or whatever, and like finally hits and explosion. They all dead. So
So El Toro hears the explosion and is like, "All right, Juan, you got to shoot her." And he's like, "I don't like this. Isn't like you. Like we're not murderers here." I thought.
Yeah.
And he's like, "No. No more wet blanket. You need to be a man." Like. but thankfully Sam arrives just in time and says, no, Juan, you don't have to be a man. You have to be your own man.
That's right.
So and he holds El Toro at gunpoint.
Yep.
El Toro kicks the stool out from under Rosa. Sam goes to grab her.
It's all thankfully, action stuff.
Joke. Yeah. It's a whole convoluted scene.
And no, everything that was happening before, or I guess like it's happening in a second, but like this, all the things have been set up earlier, starting to pay off. The knife to a gunfight moment. It's all the stuff from the trailer. He throws a knife at him and he's like, oh, geez, you knife to a gunfight. Juan gets hit. He gets kind of banged up a bit, right?
Yep.
And then
El Toro grabs Rosa and bails, right?
Yeah, hits the helicopter. And then Juan tells Sam, is like, hey, you know, the ghost can't save her, but you can. Helicopter.
Just in time. The helicopter's going to get him to the Capitol, right? Because he's trying to take over the country. And basically, just like we practiced in the beginning with the whole helicopter fight scene, Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yep.
They're doing a El Toro fight. The helicopter takes off. They all get in. Like, the pilot dies. Classic. El Toro takes over. Sam's, like, hanging on to the whatever the helicopter under things are called.
Yeah, the landing gear there. I don't know, the landing skis, the landing.
Yeah,
landing pads, skis. The landing skis. Yeah, they look like skis. Yeah,
listeners, do you know what helicopter parts are called? Been the same.
So yeah, he's hanging on that, and then like El Toro's flying the helicopter now, and he's like flying him into trees and bushes and plants and trees mostly because they're up in the air. And then trying to knock him off by hitting the trees, whatever. But then he climbs back up and he's inside and then they fight. And then We get the gun move. We get the trick gun move where the gun's flipping up in the air. Sam grabs it.
Yep.
A couple shots in El Toro.
Awesome.
It's action. And El Toro's dead. He falls out of the helicopter and into a tree.
He's like, I knew you were the ghost. as he falls out and like gets mangled by a tree. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Sounds are graphic.
Yeah, yeah, very, very much so. And then this is all paying off now. Everything is paying off, right?
Yep.
We get the
we got to jump.
Yeah. Better to jump versus crashing. So
yep.
They jump, they plow through some trees and land in a nice little Venezuelan pond.
Somehow.
Lake.
They're in a water. Yeah. Like a little pond lake thing. Who knows?
Lucky jump.
Yep. Swimming ashore, just like the book.
Yep. Get the shush like moment.
The trailer. Yep. Get the shush with the almost broken finger.
Broken fingers. And then, because we need more plot twists in this convoluted plot here, we get General Ruiz shows up and he's going to kill them.
Yep. All three kings of Caracas are dead. Now it's my time. I just got to kill these last guys.
That's it. And then out of nowhere, the guy in the truck gets sniped and Ruiz gets sniped.
It's the real ghost.
Amos, the old guy from the pool hall.
Yep. And Sam's like, wait, off. I thought you were just an analyst. And he's like, oh. Now the whole movie's coming together for me. I get it.
Yeah, okay. And old guy shushes him. He's like, yeah, wait, you're the... And the old guy shushes him. And then Sam goes to turn to talk to Rosa, and then they turn back, and Amos is just gone. He's like, ah, he's a ghost.
So cool.
So cool. Title card, 6 months later.
6 months later.
We got Venezuela. We got Juan giving a big speech. He moved in as a presidente, right?
Yep. Everything seems like it's working out now, right?
CIA bros there. They're like, ugh, it's going to be hard to control this guy, isn't it? You know, Rosa's there. She's watching.
Yep.
And then we cut to Yahoo News. We're back on the interview, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And
because it's CIA, I hate this guy. And then cuts to the publisher saying, I love this guy. he's going to make her a bunch of money.
Yep.
And talking about how he's liar, fraud, phony, all names that Sam used to be called.
Used to be called. Right. Yeah.
He's got a beard now.
He's got a beard now. Yeah, because that's what writers do. When you write a book, you get a beard. And then Katie Couric's like, hey, you know, the events in this book draw a lot of parallels to the events that really happened in Venezuela. You know, big question, are these true? Is this actually what happened? And he, he answers. He's like, I could tell you it's absolutely not true.
Yep.
Everyone smiles. We get more songs in Spanish.
Implied wink.
Yep. And then, do we get a new another title card, new mission? Did I miss that one?
Yep. It just says title card, new mission.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of it.
Unless we need a sequel, you know?
I guess so. But then, it's been almost 10 years. I don't think there'll ever be a sequel.
No. This is not a sequel worthy movie. And then, we get the credits and we get the auto-tune version of the interview.
Yeah. What a delight.
And that is the end of the true memoirs of an international assassin.
Ooh, what a trip. What a flick.
Oh, my goodness. Not good. Time not funny.
Russ and Jared ameliorate?
Let's do it. Runtime I'm good with, an hour and a half. That's nice.
Nailed it.
I think you could, you need to cut out. There's so many, too many twists and double crosses going on. I mean, I get it. Maybe that's a joke.
Make it
is that a joke they're making? Is that like a joke they're making about?
Maybe,
but the genre. Novels? There's genre maybe, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just felt like,
make the twists less obvious.
They're all,
you know, they're all going to betray each other. You know, Amos is the ghost. Like,
I mean, maybe they're leaning in on like that trope of like maybe from these types of genre. Maybe I don't know. Maybe. Make all your scene transition things like consistent. If you're going to do the jokey like computer screen or typewriter thing on the screen to tell us what's going on. Have it all be that. Have the opening credits be that. Have the in-between be that. And that's fine. Like, I don't mind, like, the old, like, oop, typo, whatever. That's fine. But, like, keep it consistent, you know? Use that joke once.
The boys like consistency. Yeah.
I would lean into – this is where I'm going a little on the limb here. I'd lean into breaking the fourth wall with the Mason Carver character, right?
Yeah. That could be fun.
Because then you could give that character, like, actual, like, life. right? And they could be like, well, he is supposed to be, he's not Kevin James. That's technically, he shouldn't be really Kevin James, right? Like he makes his own decisions. And he's the more confident version. So he should almost
have him critique Sam.
Have him do like that. Almost like kind of play off like this, you know.
I like that.
Like, I think that's the way to go. Now you could get so much more laughs out of that.
Yeah. I think let Kevin James improv a little bit more. Like Kevin James is funny. He's got good.
Yeah.
Improv chops. I feel like he could do something here that lost opportunities. I think like sometimes it feels a little too scripted, you know?
Let's see what else. I mean, I always like the concept. I like that concept, that meta concept of the writer being in it. But I mean, it's a little overplayed. It's a little tropey, but you know, I think maybe they're playing off that. But I would also make this like, I mean, it kind of did, but I was going to say like make it lean into like the 80s action movie, but they kind of did. So maybe
kind of not hard enough.
Harder. Maybe they could have gone more into that, you know? Like just steal a plot from some Schwarzenegger like movie from the 80s and just do that.
Exactly. Know? Yep. Go harder. Give the CIA boys more screen time.
Yeah. Second, give the Presidente. Make it more about him. Have him beat because he's funny.
He's very funny.
He's funny. So stick with him. And definitely the CIA boys. I think that's all you need. You just need those groups. So you can have more screen time for them to chew, you know?
Maybe give Rosa a little more backstory. Like, I feel like they like teased at her backstory a little bit here and there. And like sometimes it was joking. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she could have been a more fleshed out character if it was a little more interesting.
They did it in like one scene.
Right.
And it was like, just like, I grew up here. I want to make change. Okay.
She's basically the real hero. So like, I feel like she should get a little more screen time.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything else? I think that's pretty good, but
I think we fixed it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's shut this coup down then, right?
On to the next one, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a new movie. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram. It's This Meets That. We're ITMPPod on Twitter. Subscribe wherever you're listening to us and share with a friend.
Or share with a stranger. Write a review. We really appreciate it. Apple, Spotify, wherever they let you write reviews. Yelp. Still waiting for that Yelp review.
Yeah, so, can't wait. Can't wait.
Right? Or give us long-form feedback. You're feeling a little old-fashioned, maybe. You can send us an email. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com.
Or old-fashioned.
You don't want to do any of those things? Go to the website. Just do that one thing for me.
Yeah.
You can find all the links that Russ was talking about earlier. Guess what? On the website.
You can click on an ad to help support us.
Click on an ad.
That's the cheapest way to help us. The lowest.
They're probably
effort.
Personalized.
Yeah. They're probably a pair of shoes you want to buy.
Of course. Just click. You don't have to buy them. Just click.
Just click.
It's all about the clicks, baby.
All about the clicks.
Yep. There's a link to merch. You can get ITMT merch, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, pants.
Need it.
Pants. ITMT pants. Can you imagine?
Oh my God. No.
In the world.
In the world.
There might be a link somewhere to Russ's book, Host. Buy that wherever you can get books.
I'm going to do it.
I don't know. Anything else. It's at the website. It's thismeetsthat.com. Check it out.